The president has done well in terms of marginal infrastructure improvement. The president has done well in terms of ensuring that civil servants are paid on time and even increasing the salaries of civil servants. But in terms of governance, the president has performed very, very poorly.
Where did the president go wrong?
This government is going into its fourth year, and we still have not had election for chiefs in the country. If you do not elect the chiefs, you say to the people that this whole idea of democracy is simply about the presidency. The president is performing poorly with regards to governance, again, because for the first time in the history of our country, the president now has the legal authority to nominate city mayors. Even after the Supreme Court of Liberia construed the constitutional provision to say that the president may nominate, the president has failed to send her nominees for confirmation by the Liberian Senate.
So what do you suggest should be done or can be done?
We need to change the law because presidential appointees under our constitution should not have the right to tax the people. What have Mr. Sirleaf done? Instead of exercising leadership and changing the law to conform with the constitution, she now appoints her friends, members of her party, as city mayors. The patronage system is well alive in Liberia. President Sirleaf is appointing her close friends, her associates, members of her party, preparing for election 2011, where she would have a stranglehold on every aspect of our lives. As a matter of fact, our party, Liberty, just issued a strong warning against the president, where we indicated to the president that her action violates the Constitution of Liberia. And unless she stops, unless she instructs those nominees of hers to desist from carrying out functions of city mayors, our party will have to take some action against her.
What action can you take against the president?
We're certainly going to take action against those guys that have been nominated. We're going to institute the appropriate legal proceedings to prevent them from exercising the functions of the various offices until they are confirmed by the Liberian Senate as required under the Constitution of Liberia.
When the president made an appointment of the city mayor, the Liberty Party, headed by Councillor Bernstein, led a campaign to discredit what the president had done by going to the Supreme Court. Now, this is a country of the rule of law. Let it be established that the Supreme Court ruled that the president has the right, has the power to appoint city mayor.
Mr. Bromsky has alleged that the president is involved in a patronage system to lay the groundwork for her re-election in 2011.
I am not surprised at that allegation because all that is in the mind of Councillor Bromsky is this presidency. Nothing else matters. Who is carrying on a patronage system here? When Councillor Bromsky had a problem in his own party, the Liberty Party, where he had appointed his cousin to be chairman against the will of the people. This president has made sure that all oppositions are brought on board. People who were in opposition, people who are associated with other regimes, these people have been brought on board. So to say that there is a patronage system, I think Councillor Bromsky is the only one who understands that because he practices that in his own political party.